comment. I know some people want to speak on this. We had a lot of public testimony on this already. You know, this isn't necessarily a public hearing. We're asking some of our staff to come up and explain the ramifications of these. You know, we'd be here all this week and next week if we had a rehearing on every item. So we're trying to move this along. And a 9-0 vote, I hope those people that wanted to speak but register to understand that, you know, I learned early on in my legislative career, when you have the votes, you stop talking and take the vote. So not meaning to disrespect anybody, but we have a lot of things we want to accomplish over the next few days. Go ahead.
The next amendment is 1A014 by Supervisors Roma West and Haas.
Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you very much. Before we get started, Supervisor Broderick also has asked consent to be added as a co-sponsor. Most of my colleagues will remember this issue. It was before us last year, where my colleagues and I added $100,000 to fund the program with the AIDS Resource Center for HIV prevention and opiate overdose services. As most of you know, the state of Wisconsin has seen heroin deaths skyrocket over the last 4 years. In 2008, just 5 Wisconsin counties submitted 10 or more heroin cases to the state crime lab for analysis. By 2010, 11 counties hit that benchmark. Last year, there were 18 from Milwaukee to the far north woods. And so the Attorney General himself has said that this epidemic has exploded. This is 0.04% of the DHHS budget. It's something we fought hard for in the last budget, 2013. The AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin, from 2006 to 2013, has saved over 900 lives using Narcan. And training others to use Narcan as well, and so this issue is something that is an epidemic in our community. It's affecting very small communities and counties, and it is something that I believe that Milwaukee County should be supporting. State Representative Nygren has some legislation coming through regarding heroin use and use of Narcan, because again, this is something that has exploded throughout our state, and I was disappointed to see this money being reallocated for something else again, especially since it was so hard fought in the 2013 budget and was in fact vetoed, and we overrode that veto. And I thought that that sent a clear policy message that this Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors, on behalf of our constituency, believes that we should have a horse in the HIV prevention and opiate overdose services race. And so with that, Mr. Chairman, I move approval.
Director Cohen, you want to speak to this?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Supervisors, just quickly, and Sue will speak to this as well. But I just wanted to clarify that when the $100,000 was put in the budget last year, it was specifically for HIV prevention, which doesn't fall within our mission. Substance abuse and opiate overdose does. In fact, we give them money for that very specific purpose, and they also get money from other sources of funds for that very specific purpose. To divert this money from a very important program that we put before you in this budget is unfortunate. This program that we have, this pilot program, Sue Gottich a couple of months ago talked about the amazing results we have in our Wiser Choice program in every single category, and how we compare to the nation, and we're above them all in almost every category except for one, and that's housing. And that's why we did this program. There's a very specific purpose with the intention of having a very specific outcome. So I would just say that it would be unfortunate to not allow us to move forward with this program.
Well, perhaps if you close those beds, you'll have $462,000, and then you can use $100,000 of it for this. right?
And Sue, want to share a few things, please?
If I can just add a little detail behind to what Director Colon is saying. The Community Services Branch does, on an annual basis, give a contract to AIDS Resource Center of $96,000 specifically for opioid prevention and also for HIV prevention. So that's one allocation that we provide to them. We also, just through earlier this year, were the recipient. There were 9 counties in the state that were provided additional funding through the State Division of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, and Milwaukee County's allocation was $92,000. That was also specifically for reduction of opioid dependence and prescription drug overdose. AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin is a member of the Milwaukee County Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition, has access to those monies. AIDS Resource Center also receives $250,000 directly from the State of Substance Abuse Prevention and Treatment Block Grant money specifically for opioid addressing issues of opioid dependence. I think reallocating it from targeted case management is a significant issue here, because in preparation not only for the Affordable Care Act, it provides us an opportunity to administer a county-run benefit, which only TCM as a benefit can be administered by this county, to a pilot population of individuals in which we have never provided targeted case management services for. These funds, considering the number of individuals who are eligible for Medicaid because they are childless adults and are low income, earning less than 100% of the federal poverty level, are eligible for Medicaid, would also be eligible for this benefit. Individuals who receive long-term case management services are also eligible for the Shelter Plus Care benefit, and that is one of the main reasons why it provides us an opportunity to leverage not only long-term case management services, but housing services for a group of individuals that have not had that level of care. It is addressing a gap within this community to provide damp housing to individuals that are in the early stages of recovery to help them not only have safe and stable housing, but address the issues that come with the early stages of recovery to provide a safe location and a safe environment with supporting case management services and without the threat of them losing their housing, to allow them a path towards recovery which has not existed for them in the past. It is my belief that there are adequate resources available in this community to address opioid dependence, in addition to the initiative that is being introduced right now by Representative Nygren to allow for Narcan, but then also there's a proposal that he has to provide $2 million across the state for residential treatment programs to address issues of individuals who are dealing with heroin and prescription drug abuse. So that is that's a competitive application that this county could apply for as well.
Supervisor Roman West.
Thank you. Again, I'm a little disappointed to hear Director Colon say that he doesn't believe that HIV prevention has a place in the AOTA program here in Milwaukee County, because as most people know, HIV and AIDS and drug use and abuse go kind of hand in hand. And so, again, I guess this is a philosophical difference, but this is a philosophical difference that I thought that we had addressed last year when we fought very hard for this $100,000. And we're able to successfully not only get it into the budget, but then override it to keep it into the budget. And that kind of sent the message that we, as a county board, did believe that part of our mission should be HIV prevention. You have a 24, or almost 25% increase in a new HIV infection among children, 20 to 24 years old, or young people, 20 to 24 years old, in the state of Wisconsin in 2012. That is, it's not acceptable. The second largest group of newly infected people in the state of Wisconsin are women of color. And I guess I do have strong feelings being in that group, that we should be doing more. And so, again, I think that HIV prevention and AOTA, and in this case opiate overdose, are something that Milwaukee County should have, should be putting resources into, being that 30% of the population of Milwaukee County are people of color, and those are the people that are the largest groups that are being affected by new infection with HIV. Mm-hmm. I think that we've become complacent a little bit in society now because it's not the 80s and you don't hear about HIV and AIDS every single day on TV, and you don't have pop groups singing groups about or singing songs about it, and you don't have, you know, performers with condoms over their eyeglasses making videos, and so it's just kind of not cool. And so people kind of really do think, well, it's gone away, or because the medicine is so good now that you can actually get your viral load so low that you don't, it's not detected, the disease is not detected. You have people who believe that HIV and AIDS is not still a death sentence, when in actuality it is. And so it's something that's really serious. And again, I just feel strongly that this is something that we should be promoting and that we should be cognizant of and supporting with Milwaukee County taxpayer dollars.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Gaddich, with respect to this program, the pilot program, the $100,000 will go to a pilot program. If this money is allocated to the AIDS Resource Center, would that program exist?
No.
In other words, will there be any efforts to take $100,000 from within the large DHH budget to make this program happen? The way this has been presented in the budget, the $100,000 would be earmarked for the pilot program. What I'm asking is, and I heard what was said, and Ms. Gaddich, I really appreciate what you said, but as Supervisor Roman West has indicated, that there are people out here who need funding in order to deal with AIDS abatement. So will this pilot program occur if this amendment is passed, eventually passed?
Yep.
And adopted, I should say.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Johnson, I mean, that's how we budgeted for it. I mean, $100,000 was specifically allocated in this budget for this very specific purpose.
Yes, sir.
This is a very important project. We would really like to move forward with it. That's why we budgeted for it. If you're asking me now, can I come up with another $100,000 right now, I'm going to say no.
Well, I would say this, Director. How much is your budget?
Well, it's about, the total budget is $280 million.
$280 million. You can't find $100,000 in a pot of $280 million?
Well,
for this important effort, outcome.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Johnson, yes, it is very important. You know, if it's the decision that you want to move forward with this change, we will regroup and see if there's opportunities for us to do this. I'm just telling you right now, it's not budgeted for, and I don't know off the top of my head on how we'll be able to do that.
Well, I understand that, but this whole exercise, it relates to dollars and figures, sometimes positions, sometimes with respect to people, the quality of life. My question is, and I heard what you just said, but I want to tell you, out of a, you said $280 million budget.
Total,
I would
that's
hope
total health and human service.
And, okay, what I would hope that somehow you can find 20 here, 30 here, within all of your divisions, in order to make that happen, because the program that's on that was presented is very worthy. I believe it's very worthy, but as I spoke of yesterday with our human beings needs just as those aorta people who are transitioning, they have needs too, as relates to housing. But on the other hand, there are people out here who may be dying today or tomorrow because of the heroin habits that they've had,
mm-hmm.
or because of the AIDS, the HIV disease that they have. So again, I'm hoping that out of $280 million that you can find $100,000 somehow with respect to your divisions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And you may want to work with Mr. Fudge, because when the county executive's budget that was proposed had a $2 million shortfall, he was able to plug that pretty quickly by moving some things around. So he knows his budget backwards and forwards. He may be able to help you find $100,000 if this amendment passes. Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I also would encourage you to try to find $100,000. I think this is a worthy cause. I appreciate your explanation of the program and the explanation of the need that's out there. However, I do think this need outweighs the difference, if you will, right now. Now, I do have a question. Did you guys allocate $96,000 last year in the budget for the AIDS Resource Center?
It was for 2013 because it was based on the competitive request for proposal.
2013. So the $96,000
is this year. That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. And you said $92,000 for substance abuse, and they have access to that. To
they
that
have
income?
Access to those funds as well.
Okay. And then the last was $250,000 from where?
The state. The State Division of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. It's a direct grant that they receive for the same cause.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, yes, I'm going to support this funding for this AIDS Resource Center. And I hope you guys can work together to find the $100,000 for the program, because I think that's a worthy program as well. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion?
Just a really quick clarification. I just want to clarify that the CSB money that was mentioned, that's not actually a contribution that Milwaukee County makes to the AIDS Resource Center. It's money that is available to the AIDS Resource Center, but it's not allocated by Milwaukee County. The CSB money?
$96,000.
Right.
The $96,000 is our money. And it was approved through Health and Human Needs, as was the
92,000.
As was the 92.
Let's just try to go, through the chair.
Okay.
So why don't you try to clarify your remarks?
Both were presented to Health and Human Needs for approval of purchase of service contracts directly to the AIDS Resource Center. We manage those funds. The $96,000 was. The $92,000 was allocated to the Milwaukee County Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition,
right,
of which they are a member. So they have the opportunity to apply for those funds through the coalition.
Right.
And both of those
So just so that we all are clear, what is Milwaukee County's total contribution to the AIDS Resource Center?
$96,000.
Okay, thank you.
For the direct contract.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to clarify that because it made it sound like there was $180,000 out there that was being allocated by Milwaukee County to the AIDS Resource Center, and that is not the case.
Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question for the director. Is the proposed program, the AODA program that you were going to fund with the $100,000, was that a part of the mental health redesign?
It does include that. I mean, when you consider that right now targeted case management is only available for individuals with a severe and persistent mental illness, being able to provide the same level of case management service to those individuals that also have a co-occurring substance use disorder is something that's also critical. Basically, what it does is provides case management services to individuals that do not have to meet the criteria of a severe and persistent mental illness but may have a mental illness but have a co-occurring substance use disorder. So we're trying to really consider the population of individuals that we serve through the mental health redesign and not limit it exclusively to individuals with a severe and persistent mental illness, that we know that the prevalence of co-occurring is between 65 to 80%. We must design our services that really do address the general population of individuals that we serve.
And my question for the author, because if my memory serves me correctly, last year we didn't take away funding from another program to fund this HIV program. So I guess my question is, why not do what we did last year in this case instead of taking away from another program?
Because in this case, the monies from this program were taken to fund another program that's non-existent at this point. And so what the department did was take the money that this board allocated last year for the AIDS Resource Center and put it into a new pilot program. And so last year we were creating a program that did not exist. We were funding something that Milwaukee County currently was not doing. And so we added $100,000 into the budget to be able to have a horse in the race, if you will, and our horse was taken and put into this new pilot program. And so, yes, I could have brought forward a resolution that was $100,000 upper and said, hey, you know, please support both of these programs because they're both very worthwhile programs. However, because we fought, this money was so hard fought for last year, and actually the AIDS Resource Center was asking for a great deal more, and we ended up being able to only do $100,000 at the very last budget hearing. I just figured that because we had made the policy statement the year before and said that this $100,000 was indeed for the AIDS Resource Center, that I would like to keep that money where it was allocated last year.
And I guess that makes a little bit more sense, and maybe staff can help me understand this. When we are going through the budget process and we get to the point where we're adding to the tax levy, that's considered like new money, correct?
Yes.
Right. So I guess I just don't understand how the director was able to take the new money that we devoted last year towards a program, because it was us that designated those funds,
right,
not the administration. So is it really safe to say that they really took the funds that we gave them and put it towards something else?
Yes.
Maybe I'm a skater and can explain the mechanics to you.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the base funding that was provided for 2013 is being recommended to be reallocated for a different purpose in the 2014 budget.
Okay. That's enough for me, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Supervisor Stamper?
Yes, I'm trying to clarify the question I asked earlier. Okay, the $96,000 that was allocated for from Milwaukee County to AIDS Resource Center was in 2013 or 2012?
2013.
13. We fought for that $100,000 for 2013.
That's correct. They currently have a contract with us for $196,213. $100,000 is for HIV prevention. The $96,000 is for opioid prevention of opioid dependence, but it also includes HIV prevention.
Okay. And there was nothing in 2012, correct? Was there any money allocated in 2012? To this organization?
As a direct contract from us?
Just regarding the edge? Okay. All right, I got it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions? We do have several people who have registered on this amendment. Patricia Rogers, 1117A South 36th Street, registering in favor. Marion Chambers, 3813 North 13th Street, registering in favor. Bridget Nathan, 5802 North 43rd, registering in favor. Ron Hart, 4160 North 67th Street, registering in favor. And Bill Keaton from ARCW, 820 North Plankington, registering in favor. Not seeing any further comments from the committee, would you take the roll, please?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
No.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jerson?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Bowen?
No.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 3 noes. The motion to approve Amendment 1A014 is approved.